Our readings are astounding this Sunday in God's mercy, how much God wants to show mercy to us, how he's eager and longing to show mercy to us, how the angels in heaven rejoice over the repentance of a sinner, as he gives in this first parable, how they are more rejoicing over this one repentant sinner than over the 99 who didn't need to repent, and the rejoicing that the woman had when she found her lost coin, the rejoicing of God when we repent and when we convert, when we come back to him. And not only that, this unbelievable parable of the prodigal son, of what this loving father did when his son repented and came back to him. He felt compassion to him, and the father comes running out to him, places on him the finest robe, a ring on his finger. What kind of ring was it? Oh yeah, a very nice ring. Sandals on his feet. And not only that, but he throws a feast for him with a fattened calf. All of this God lavishes on the repentant sinner. What a welcoming, what a help to us in encouraging us to repent from our sins. And it's not just those who have been living a terribly sinful life, but it's also you and me who, you know, this is what we have to do. And to obtain God's mercy, we need to repent. This is one of the conditions for God receiving God's mercy, is repentance, 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 underlining that. And for those of us who have repented, those of us who have been converted, we have to receive God's mercy on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and not lose it, because we can lose it. Never forget that we can fall back, and we can fall way back, and fall even worse than we were before if we don't hold on to this repentance, this continual conversion on a day-to-day basis. And God's mercy is a continual stream of mercy, not just a one-time thing, but because we are sinners, we are weak, and we commit many sins, may not be grave sins, hopefully, but there are many venial sins that we can commit and do, and we need this continual mercy from God. And so this is the continual repentance that we always have to have in our heart. And remember, we have cleaned our house. Those of us listening, we have cleaned our house. We have swept the house. And as our Lord said, we don't want the devil to bring seven more demons and make us worse. If we don't furnish our house with good works, with good people, good company, good prayer life, good prayer schedule, good holy works of charity, taking care of other people, do spiritual readings, holy hours, adoration, being involved in prayer groups, and filling our day with holy works. Otherwise, the devil will fill the void, and he will make us worse than before, perhaps, or try to chip us away day to day, little by little, and bring us back to a bad state. So we need to, as in our effort to obtain God's mercy on a regular basis, keep filling our life with holy things, surrounding ourselves by holy things, and being always on guard with the devil and how he wants to drag us back down, drag us back into the slavery that he used to have us in. So this is the mercy of God is held out to us to help us to grow. We can look at all our sins and the whole mountain of sins that we have and get so discouraged, but then we look at God's mercy, his ocean of mercy, his opening arms of mercy, and then take courage and take confidence and take encouragement to grow. That's why God holds his mercy to us. He wants to show us mercy, and he wants us to be happy. He wants us to go through life with joy and happiness, living in his love, living in his mercy, not living in the past, not living in the sadness of our past slavery, but living in the joy of his mercy. We do remember our past sins to help us to see the love of God for us, to help us to see his great mercy, and help us to fear going back to sin. So that can be helpful to look back. But we go on to the future. God wants us to live a good life. He doesn't want us to always hang our head. He wants us to live a good, holy life and become better and better and become saints. And so this is what the mercy of God is supposed to be for, to change our life, to transform us from sinners to saints, to make us make masterpieces out of our life rather than the mess that we used to be in. This is what the mercy of God can do for us, change us and make us a new creation. This is what the mercy of God should do for us. And we should be devoted to God's mercy. You know, we have this feast of the divine mercy that the church has given to us now. And he wants us to be devoted to his mercy, to take advantage of his mercy, to love his mercy, to spread his mercy. And part of spreading his mercy is to show mercy to our neighbor. And this is the second condition. Two major conditions to God's mercy is repentance, and it is showing mercy to others. Because if we don't repent, or if we lose our spirit of repentance, or if we don't show mercy to our neighbor, then we cannot receive the mercy of God. So we have to remember those two conditions. I need to continually repent and be sorry for my sins, and I need to show the mercy of God to my neighbor, to love my neighbor, to forgive them, to look with eyes of mercy upon my neighbor, and to bring good to my neighbor, even my enemies, to show good to them, to do good to them, to pray for them, to help them, teach them, preach to them if it's prudent, but show them a good example and pray for them and do good works to them. All of this, be understanding, pity them if you can't help them to change their life. You pity them and pray for them and help them. Mercy, be devoted to mercy for yourself and for your neighbor. Have your heart full of mercy to our neighbor, and then we will receive mercy. And this is one of the greatest attributes, the greatest attribute of God's love is his mercy. He is full of mercy for us, and we need to be full of mercy. It should fill our hearts. This mercy should lift us up and encourage us and bring us hope and happiness. And you know, we recognize that God has not given up on us. He does not give up on us ever. He always hands out his mercy to us. He's always that loving Father with his arms open, and that's so encouraging to go towards our loving Father. And this is the image he gives to us, not this taskmaster with a whip, but a loving Father with open arms in this parable. And this is what we should have in our mind and have all throughout our life and show to others, this loving Father with open arms who comes out to us and wants to keep us in his love. And you know, we see this in our loving fathers, the popes, you know, Pope John the 23rd of our times, who told us in his opening speech of the Second Vatican Council that this is a time of mercy, not a time of severity as it may have been in the past, but a time of mercy, a time to focus on the love of God and time to spread it to our neighbor, to bring souls to conversion, to re-evangelize and bring souls to the Catholic faith through mercy, through the love of God. And this should be in our spirit. This should be in our preaching. We see this in Pope John Paul II. We see this even in Pope Francis today, who's literally holding out his arms of mercy to people to embrace people on his journeys and to embrace the world, to try to bring back souls back to God, back to our Catholic faith. And he mentioned recently how we should not have this spirit of triumphalism, as Catholics, that we are the best and that we are better than everyone else, that we have the truth, we have the fullness of truth, but we can't shake it in the face of other people and you know, do it in a prideful way, which is going to turn people away. But we need to have this, not set as a spirit of triumphalism, but a spirit of love and charity and understanding and compassion on others who don't have the fullness of truth, this kind of humility, this kind of mercy that we show to the world, to those who are not Catholics, the opposite of triumphalism, but this humility and love and mercy, mercy showing to the world. And we can, you know, conclude in our reflection on mercy, of course, the instrument of God's mercy, who is our Lady. She is that lifeline, that rope thrown to us in the storms of the sea, that ark that we take refuge in. You know, we think, you know, we can go to the end of our life and think back on all our sins, all the mountain of sins, and get discouraged and saddened, but then we look to Our Lady. And that's why Jesus gave Our Lady to us, to give us courage, to give us confidence in the mercy of God, and to know that if we love her and we are devoted and faithful to her, and that we are united to her, we depend on her and are confident in her love and her intercession and her advocacy towards us, then we will receive mercy. We will receive mercy from the God of mercy on the day of judgment. We must be always united to our Lady in our love and devotion, in our daily prayers to her, in her Holy Rosary. She is truly that personification of the mercy of God, which is what a mother is. A mother really is a sign of mercy. How can she reject her children? She doesn't. And she has a bleeding heart. A mother has a bleeding heart, a soft, tender heart, which is welcoming to her children, to bring them back into the unity of the faith. So we always have this loving mother who's full of this love, compassion, and mercy shown to us, and we need to especially take advantage of her mercy, because if we don't, then we really are lost. If we don't turn to Our Lady, if we don't are not in love with her and faithful to her and love our mother as we are called to do, to obey, honor, and obey our Heavenly Mother and our Heavenly Father.